Hello, this is Roy Lilly. Well, you know, it was back in 1980. Big John, as he was affectionately known to his friends, stepped out of the air-conditioned diner into the blinding Texan heat, bouncing off the main street through Camelback. He pulled out the keys to his F-100 pickup, looked across at where it had been parked. It wasn't there. At that moment, Big John had become another victim of the phantom park shifter. The upshot was Ford recalled 21 million vehicles with an issue. Cars shifting out of parking mode and running away. Ford first responded by issuing each owner with a special warning sticker. And I linked to a picture of it. As you might well imagine, that didn't go down too well. Eventually, they were forced into one of the biggest recalls in history. In 1999, Ford again forced into another recall. 15 million vehicles, a faulty cruise control switch that caught fire. If things keep going wrong, there must be something wrong with the way we do things. Quality control, supply chain, training, design. Dunno. The NHS? Well, think maternity. 1993, changing childbirth report. Department of Health highlighted the need for a woman-centred service and changes in service delivery. 2015, the Kirkup review examined serious failures in maternity, neonatal services and maternal harm. 2016, learning from tragedy, keeping patients safe, highlighted lessons learned from investigations into serious incidents, plus recommendations for improving safety and the investigation process. 2016 again, National Maternity Review, aimed at improve the safety and quality of maternity care. 2016, Better Births, improving outcomes of maternity services, emphasising personalised care, continuity of care and choice. 2017, Saving Lives, improving mothers' care, the confidential inquiry into maternal deaths. 2018, an independent review into deaths of children in Northern Ireland's hospitals due to fluid mismanagement. 2019, the NHS long-term plan included commitments to improve maternity services and expanding perinatal mental health support. 2022, the Ockenden Review identifying significant failings in care and making recommendations for improvement. 2022 again, the Care Quality Commission reports deteriorating substandard care at 39% of maternal units and the same concerns, as they put it, emerging again and again. 2022 again, independent investigation by Kirkup on maternity and neonatal services in East Kent. 2023, the Embrace Lessons Learned report from confidential inquiries into maternal deaths and morbidity. 2023 again, NHS England, three-year delivery plan for maternity and neonatal services. In 2024, an ongoing review into maternity issues in Nottingham. And this year again, 2024, the House of Commons research, quality and safety of maternity care, quote, the reasons for disparities are not fully understood. Add to that, complaints against maternity services and midwives have grown year on year in 2021-22, a 10% rise, and complaints against maternity departments only grew by 16%. And it is safer to give birth in Bulgaria than in Britain. £1.1 billion was paid in compensation for negligence in maternity and neonatal care, roughly a third of the total NHS spend on maternity services in 2022. And add to all that, the recent report from the All-Party Parliamentary Group on Birth Trauma, 7 chapters and 12 recommendations. It was stupid for Ford to issue drivers a sticker telling them their car might be dangerous. And it's just as stupid for the NHS to keep publishing reports telling mums and families maternity care might not be safe. If things keep going wrong, there must be something wrong with the way we do things. The all-party report adds little to what we know, other than this time the issues have been articulated by women themselves. The recommendations are pretty much a repeat of what all the other reports have said, with the exception this report calls for an overarching strategy document to spell out what maternity services are supposed to look like, and a maternity commissioner who will be required to report to the Prime Minister every year. No, 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 no. The Commissioner will spend most of the year trying to think up new ways to explain to the Prime Minister why maternity services don't look like what they're supposed to look like. What are the issues? Well, there are lots of factors: deprivation, age, women's health, training, staffing, investment, listening. The upshot: the NHS can be very bad at maternity services. If the NHS was the Ford Motor Company, it would probably decide not to do maternity. And I'm sure the shareholders would agree. The NHS isn't a car company, and we can't not do maternity. But we could do it better. And that entails no more reports. This is about opening our minds, honest reflection, and looking where it's done safer and better, here and overseas, and copying it. Reports don't make us safer. Attitudes do. This is Roy Lilly, and thanks for listening, and I hope we'll speak again.